be very difficult to just throw concrete not connecting to anything, because that first cul-de-sac would not be constructed in that first phase. See, I think the only clarification would need to be 49th to 51st. Because I don't want there to be ambiguity around. It might be on a
the
low side.
The
it
problem.
Might be on a low side.
It's the buffer.
I didn't say the buffer. It's the natural resource we want to avoid.
As long as it's clear,
if you need to impact the buffers, you go through the special exception process.
The motion reflects that. That's great.
So the motion deals only with natural resources and requires that if it impacts the buffer, you go through the normal procedure for natural resources.
You want the trail to avoid the existing natural resources.
Second. Good question. Not to throw oil on things, but the trail is still part of phase two, or is that still a problem for you guys? If we do it this way, is that still a problem to do the trail on phase two? I heard you say you couldn't do it.
Phase one.
The trail is going to be part of phase one, but you said you couldn't. It was
no, the trail.
Yeah, never mind. I'll shut up.
Fine.
Thank you.
The trail was part of the original Evergreen Phase 1 that they got their approval on Evergreen that they had to do it with Phase 1. It's in the previous resolution as a condition of their last subdivision. Now we just forget that legal document?
Is there all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Fowler.
Aye.
Arnold.
Aye.
Haley.
No.
Burkhardt.
Aye.
Hogan.
Aye.
Motion carries. Four ayes, one no, two absent.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to be sure. Because say they built Marquette with phase one, now the phase lines are changing. And I have a very strong feeling they're going to have to change the phase lines for stormwater. Does that negate us approving the plat tonight if the phase lines change? I'm just going to be sure not to be this for nothing.
Sure, I've been in all the bad.
Raising the media is
tiny. That's right. I just want to be sure.
Well,
this one,
sidewalk that Mr. Haley brought up.
Is there a motion to that?
Whoever had, maybe you said it was sidewalk. Make sure the sidewalk is, that's shown, wasn't that, that was shown, you are gonna do the sidewalk, we're gonna add to the.
It's not in the resolution.
It's not.
And it's not in the resolution.
As long as. It's on the plat, staff is assuring me it's on the plat.
Yeah, it's in the plat.
Okay. So moved.
Is there a second? Discussion. All those in favor, won't you signify by saying aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We're back to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Want a 5 minute break? They need a 5 minute break.
We'll take a 5 minute break, we'll reconvene at. It is 9:58, we are now in open session. We move to item C1, public hearing on proposed project plan boundaries and creation of tax incremental district number 7. Ms. Bird, you have notes.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will hold a public hearing on May 9, 2019 at 6:30 p.m. at the Franklin City Hall located at 9229 West Loomis Road for the purpose of providing the community a reasonable opportunity to comment upon the proposed bullet creation of the project plan for TID number 7, bullet amendment of the project plan for TID number 5. The proposed boundaries of the TID number 7 would be within an area generally detailed on the map. The district is expected to be a blighted area district based on the identification and classification of the property proposed to be included within the district. Proposed project costs include various public improvements and cash grants to owners or lessee or developers of land located within the district, paren, development incentives, paren, and professional and organizational services, administrative costs, and finance costs. The proposed costs include projects within the proposed boundary and within 1/2 mile radius of the proposed boundaries of the district. The proposed amendment to number 5 is to add additional territory to the existing district's boundaries and to amend the project plan to update and or provide for the undertaking of additional expenditures. The proposed boundaries to be added from the original district boundary would be within an area generally detailed on the map. Proposed additional projects for approximately $2 million over the $27.5 million allowed within the provisions of the original plan adopted on September 6, 2016. These costs may include, but are not limited to, acquisition of right-of-way, acquisition of easements, site grading, sanitary sewer system improvements, water system improvements, stormwater management system improvements, electric service, gas service, communications, infrastructure, street improvements, streetscaping and landscaping, cash grants to owners, lessees, or developers of land located within the district, paren, development incentives, paren, professional and organizational services, administrative costs, and finance costs. The proposed costs include cost projects within the proposed boundary and within a 1/2 mile radius of the proposed boundary of the district. All interested parties will be given a reasonable opportunity to express their views on the proposed creation of the district, the proposed boundaries of the district, and the proposed project plan thereof. All interested parties will be given a reasonable opportunity to express their views on the proposed amendment of the district, the proposed projects and amended boundaries of the district, and the proposed project plan thereof. A copy of the project plans, including descriptions of the proposed boundaries, will be available for viewing in the offices of the City Clerk at the Franklin City Hall, located at 9229 West Loomis Road during normal business hours, and will be provided upon request. Such hearings shall be public, and citizens and interested parties shall then be heard. This hearing may be adjourned from time to time by order of the City of Franklin, Wisconsin, published April 24th, 2019, and May 1st, 2019.
Thank you.
just going to tee it off. I know it's late, and I have put a project plan up on the screen for you to follow along. You also have one copy in front of you, and there are three additional documents. There is a project plan for both TID 5 and TID 7 that have been modified slightly following the JRB meeting this morning. You also have in front of you three pieces of paper that have maps on them, and they represent the water, the storm sewer, and the sanitary sewer, which will hopefully be combined into one and be placed in the project plan under the proposed uses map section in the project plans. So you have this information that will be included in the final project plans, and that will be before May 23rd's council meeting. So with all of that said, the purpose this evening is to hold the public hearing to talk about each of these project plans, two public hearings to talk about the project plans. And I have this evening financial experts Dawn Gunderson with Ehlers and Paul Rotzenberg, the treasurer and director of finance for the city. And the two of them will get into the technical discussion, and then I will close up, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to field them at that time, unless anyone has any questions for me before I hand the mic over to those two.
Tax Increment District Number 5 project plan on page 4, we talk about the projection for the termination of the district, and it's the estimated total project expenditure paragraph is the header. About mid paragraph, we talk about the termination date of being September 6th, and we have 3031. That should be at 2031.
I believe it should be 20.
Well, this is the...
I guess it's different. I'm sorry.
The expenditure period terminates on 20. The expenditure period, which is 5 years prior to the expenditure. So that it's a typo. It should be a 2 instead of 3.
You use...
Okay, where are we? On which one?
Okay, so number 4, I was just asking a question.
The tax increment district number 5, page 4. Right, but that the correction is the date.
Project 5, page 4, middle of the page, yep. There's a paragraph, yep, that says estimated total project expenditures. There's a date that says September 6th, 3031. Mm-hmm. It should be September 6th, 2051.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for staff? Okay. Is there a motion to adopt a resolution designated to propose boundaries including the project plan for tax increment incremental district number 7, city of Franklin, Wisconsin?
There is a redrafted resolution for you this evening, which has a proposed change on page 2, which simply provided more detail with regard to the item number 3, stating that not less than 50% by the area of real property within the district is required in there, but in lieu thereof, the suggested change reads not less.
I notice, and again, I'm not a financial guy, but it talks about in the project plan creation for tax incremental district number 7 that the projected maximum life was going to be 27 years, and it looks like we're going to be 6 years ahead of that. Is that, what's, I mean, if there's got to be some level of risk, or is that, how small is that estimate, I guess I want to, how reasonable is that estimate to assume it's going to be the case?
The assumptions that are in the plan itself, no, 7 is the first hearing. The assumptions that put the factors into this is one is the estimated cost to finance the project, and so we're estimating interest rates on any borrowing that the city undertakes. So those are estimates, but we hedge those. We allow for some factors with regard to that. We're making assumptions on the value of the development, which have been kind of vetted with the assessor.
It's the assessor.
So that's a fairly accurate assumption in once first constructed. But beyond that, we were making the assumption that that value holds for that 27-year period, not increasing in value for appreciation, or neither are we assuming any depreciation. So under today's markets, you would think that over the near term, there would be escalation in value. We also are projecting that the tax rate for the consolidation between all the taxing entities is going down 0.5% a year. So that puts some factors of conservancy into that. So there's two pieces that the city would look at doing upfront financing. One is to provide for the loan that's going to be given to the developer. That's being paid back by the developer at a higher interest rate than the borrowing, so that's a protection for that. The other piece for the infrastructure cost the city would finance, that takes priority over the revenue stream from the district before the payment to the developer, which is on a payable basis. So the person that wouldn't get the dollars, the last source of funds is that PAYGO. But we built that in at the request that they've had, and at this point, 6 years is a pretty good cushion.
It's a conservative estimate. And not to jump ahead, but I did not see anything language like that in number 5. So I don't know if that's the same estimate.
When
but
we
can
5,
get that.
We'll talk about that.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions on the motion? On the motion, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So, 5 ayes, no noes. Who has the votes?
Okay,
then.
Wait, I'm sorry, Carrie.
I double checked.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will hold a public hearing on May 9, 2019 at 6:30 p.m. at the Franklin City Hall located 9229 West Loomis Road for the purpose of providing the community reasonable opportunity to comment upon the proposed bullet creation of the project plan for TID number 7, bullet amendment of the project plan for TID number 5. The proposed boundaries of the TID number 7 would be within an area generally detailed on the map. The district is expected to be a blighted area district based on the identification and classification of the property proposed to be included within the district. Proposed project costs include various public improvements and cash grants to owners or lessee or developers of land located within the district, per development incentives, per and professional and organizational services, administrative costs, and finance costs. The proposed costs include projects within the proposed boundary and within a 1.5-mile radius of the proposed boundary of the district. The proposed amendment to TID number 5 is to add additional territory to the existing district's boundaries and to amend the project plan to update and or provide for the undertaking of additional expenditures. The proposed boundaries to be added from the original district boundary would be within an area generally detailed on the map. Proposed additional projects for approximately $2 million over the $27.5 million allowed within the provisions of the original plan adopted on September 6, 2016. These costs may include, but are not limited to, acquisition of right-of-way, acquisition of easements, site grading, sanitary sewer system improvements, water system improvements, storm water management system improvements, electrical service, gas service, communications infrastructure, street improvements, streetscaping and landscaping, cash grants to owners, lessees or developers of land located within the district, paren, development incentives, paren, professional and organizational services, administrative costs, and finance costs. The proposed costs include projects within the proposed boundary and within a 1/2 mile radius of the proposed boundary of the district. All interested parties will be given a reasonable opportunity to express their views on the proposed creation of the district, the proposed boundaries of the district, and the proposed project plan thereof. All interested parties will be given a reasonable opportunity to express their views on the proposed amendment of the district, the proposed projects and amended boundaries of the district, and the proposed project plan thereof. A copy of the project plans, including descriptions of the proposed boundaries, will be available for viewing in the offices of the city clerk at the Franklin City Hall, located at 9229 West Loomis Road, during normal business hours, and will be provided by request. Such hearing shall be public, and citizens and interested parties shall then be heard. This hearing may be adjourned from time to time by order of the City of Franklin, Wisconsin, published April 24, 2019, and May 1st, 2019.
Just the clarification of the expected termination of the district. It's a different from 7, and it looks like there's going to be an extension or an explanation.
So district number 5, since it was created back in 2016, that clock started ticking then. This one had a statutory life of 20 years due to the delay in the development starting, and partially because of the acquisition of the county-owned landfill site and the timing it took to do that. The actual development started a little later. So we're using these same conservative assumptions for appreciation, value of property, and tax rate. We've also used the numbers that have been vetted by the city assessor for value. The commitments to project cost, the expectation at this point is that it will take the full district life, and perhaps, with what we know today, require the extension into the allowable three-year extension of the district, which would have to be approved by the overlapping taxing entities to do that. The last piece of project cost, the city's obligations would be covered before that. The last piece that would be needed for that extension would be payments back to the developer for the payable arrangements. So that's the flow of funds, once again, covers the city's obligation first and the developer's contribution to the developer at the back end.
And those overlapping taxing authorities would be represented by the, well, I think you call it the Joint Review Board.
Right. And it would be the county, the technical college, the school district, a member of a city representative, and a public member. Those are the 5 members. And if there's it's basically the extension would be allowed if the project costs have not been recovered within the natural life. The Joint Review Board would be required to approve that if an audit would demonstrate that there are still obligations that haven't been met.
But that's not known at this time, but it's just a possibility.
It's a possibility.
Right. Thank
if
you
the
very
value
much.
Comes in higher or sooner, then hopefully that extension would not be needed.
Thank you.
Additionally,
and that's what this is addressing.
The amendment was done for 2 reasons. 1, territory is being added. That wasn't part of the original plan. It's property that's now been acquired by the developer that was previously owned by the right-of-way on the highway. And then secondly, there's an increase of project cost that took us beyond our allowance in the original plan, so we're